Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Donald Trump has invited Chinese President Xi to attend his inauguration next month, an unusual move. And he also plans to invite other world leaders as well. But we've just learned that Chinese President Xi is declining that invitation, though he could send another high-level official in his place.
Final days of President Biden's term in office, and he's carried out the largest single-day act of clemency in American history, commuting the sentences of about 1,500 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Turkey said there's a growing consensus in the region to support the Syrian people following the ouster of Bashar Assad. Sources tell ABC News prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they work to secure an indictment against the suspected killer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO and a monster wintry storm leaving a mess from Wisconsin to Rhode Island. This is ABC News. Millions of Stanley mugs are being recalled. The company says the lids on about 2.5 million mugs can shrink when exposed to heat and pop off unexpectedly. Dozens of people have reported being burned. Stanley's offering replacement lids to customers. The era of saving by cord cutting may be over. YouTube TV is now the latest streaming service announcing it's boosting prices. It was $35 a month when it launched in 2017. Next month, it'll jump to $83. Here's ABC's Kelly Carter.
Looking at ways to cut costs of what it was to consume cable television. But the fact of the matter is that it costs more than ever, and it almost doesn't matter where you get your TV from right now.
YouTube blames the hike on what it says the rising cost of shows. And basketball legend Michael Jordan finally sold his mansion north of Chicago. He put it on the market 12 years ago for $29 million. It sold for $9.5 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's sunny this morning, then increasingly cloudy, still cool, a high of 19. East winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight cloudy, a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet well after midnight, a low of 15 with rising temperatures. Breezy and cloudy tomorrow, areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon with a high of 36. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, a mix of light rain, sleet, and a little snow, fog possible, a low of 32. Sunday, fog and drizzle possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild. Another chance of light rain showers late Sunday night. Sunday's high 41. There is a winter weather advisory in the forecast for Crawford and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 p.m. on Saturday. We have a northeast wind at 2 miles per hour. Following a high yesterday of just 5 degrees, we cooled off. It was 3 below at midnight. 7 below has been the low. Right now, it is negative 6 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. That's a look at weather on this Friday, December 13th. It is time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Yeah! down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
start the day in a positive way, the Gaither Vocal Band, Away in a Manger. Before that, Cher opened up our broadcast day with the national anthem. It's 9 minutes after five today. Woo, bundle up. My goodness. And I was all ready to roll, and then, oh, man, got to take the garbage out today. You know, that's why didn't I plan ahead? Although it wouldn't have been much warmer yesterday, so, yeah. A high of five. And the scary thing is we're going to hit 19 today, and that's 14 degrees higher than yesterday, so it will be a little warmer. It probably will feel that way, although it's not really warm. Oh, well, get ready for a weekend in southwest Wisconsin.
We got smooth sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone. Smooth sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We didn't break apart in stormy weather. We didn't run aground like others do. Now we're not afraid when storm clouds gather. Kind of luck to see us through. We got smooth sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone. Smooth sailing, and the blue sky full of rainbows from now on. Each other's arms in troubled waters. Found that's the safest place to go. From now on we can laugh at troubled waters, 'cause the roughest storms just seem to make love grow. We got smooth sailing. looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We've got smooth sailing, sailing, looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We got smooth sailing, sailing, looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We got smooth.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists in Boscobel.
McLean and WRCO and Sentimental Old You. You know who you are. I don't think she was singing about me. June would probably second that emotion. Anyway, coming up, we have some info on sports. Lots of games last night in high school basketball. And so we'll take a look at that. Also, the aerobic polka is percolating.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 40% off one holiday item, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
An update on sports is coming up from the WRCO Sports Boosters. First of all, a reminder that girls and boys basketball played last night. Lots of them in the area. The Ithaca boys basketball team hosted Southwestern in a non-conference battle. In the end, the Wildcats came back to win 62-56 after Ithaca led the majority of minutes last night. In other boys' games, Viroqua 63-57 over Black River Falls. Girls basketball, Lancaster 64. Richland Center 21, Prairie du Chien 63-16 over River Valley, Platteville 65-35 over Dodgeville. Wazika Steuben beat Ithaca, final score 58-26. It was Kickapoo over DeSoto 63-58. It was a win as well for Cuba City over Iowa Grant 78-30, the final score in SWAL basketball. That was a full slate of games last night. For that, also a win for Darlington over Southwestern 62-41, and Brookwood beat Wonewoc Center in the Scenic Bluffs 42-33. Elsewhere in basketball news, the Butler Bulldogs square off against the number 20 Wisconsin Badgers. That's going on in Indianapolis on Saturday. The matchup gets underway at 1:30. Tomorrow. The Atlanta Hawks, 7th in the Eastern Conference, take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. That's going to be a game in Las Vegas. And it actually starts this afternoon. The Bucks are in that NBA early season tournament. It was action last night that saw Boston defeat Detroit 123-99, Miami 114, Toronto 104, Sacramento over New Orleans 111-109. From the NHL ice, Philadelphia 4-1 over Detroit, New Jersey 3, Los Angeles 1, Toronto 3-2 over Anaheim, Pittsburgh beat Montreal 9-2, Washington 2, Columbus 1 in overtime, the Islanders 5, Chicago 4, San Jose 4-3 over St. Louis, Vegas won in overtime 3-2 over Winnipeg. Nashville 4, Dallas 1. Edmonton 7-1 over Minnesota. Utah 4, Colorado 1. Tampa Bay 8-3 over Calgary. Seattle 5, Boston 1. Vancouver 4-0 over Florida. And in the NFL last night, low-scoring game saw the Rams defeat San Francisco 12-6 in NFL football.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
5:21 the time, 6 degrees below zero. Maybe your feet feel like stumps. Well, I don't know. Warm up a little bit here and dance around with the aerobic polka to warm up. Here we go. The St. Louis Polka. That was old Wee Willie and the band getting it going for us today officially. We're about 6 minutes away from farm news and markets today. 6 degrees below zero at WRCO. This is Mark Colley.
Saving for a diamond ring. she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash and Any Old Wind That Blows. Actually, Any Old Wind That Blows makes it feel a lot colder today. A little bit of a light breeze, not as much as yesterday, so that's good news, but still a few degrees colder than the actual air temperature, which is now -6. We're headed toward 19 today with sunshine. Tonight, 15. Looks like some freezing rain and sleet late and into tomorrow. Tomorrow could be a little messy. And thus, a winter weather advisory for Crawford and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 p.m. Saturday. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Good morning. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
More Farm Bureau members want the certainty of a farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. The next generation in soybean is here with advanced genetics that deliver superior yields. First, Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock. State veterinarian Darlene Cockle says 13,507 turkeys are affected on a farm near Barron. Cockle says further testing of the virus is underway.
We do not have sequencing information on this particular strain just yet, but we know that it's an H5, and we anticipate that it is of that same strain that has been circulating.
Cockle says there have been more cases of avian influenza in poultry nationwide.
In the past 30 days, USDA has confirmed 95 flocks with high path AI in 10 different states.
So far, Wisconsin has no cases of the virus in dairy cattle or other livestock. Farm Bureau members say a farm bill means certainty. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from Ohio Farm Bureau's annual meeting.
Ohio Farm Bureau President Bill Patterson says farmers and ranchers are going another year without an updated farm bill.
How we're going to make sure that agriculture in the long term is viable, and is there a way that we can work together with the government to make sure that we're supporting these farms through these times so that things look good on the other side?
He tells Brownfield with Republican control of both the U.S. House and the Senate and a Republican president, getting a farm bill finished could be easier, but
there's so many factions within there, it's hard to figure out a path forward where agriculture will find something that just simply puts forth the programs and the farm bill that we need.
From Columbus, Ohio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A livestock economist is reminding cattle producers to have risk management plans. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples has more from the Nebraska Cattlemen Convention in Kearney, Nebraska.
Don Close with Terrain Ag says he's bullish on cattle markets heading into 2025, but is also approaching the new year with some caution.
When cattle prices get to all-time record levels, there's just an added inherent risk or volatility in the market associated with it.
He tells Brownfield he's concerned how New World screwworm could potentially impact cattle supplies moving forward.
If we get past the current infection, we go 6 or 8 months, and then it surfaces again further north in Mexico or even at the border, then the risk of the next shutdown would be way greater than the risk of this shutdown.
Close says he's optimistic Mexico will contain the disease in the short term and expects new quarantine requirements once the border is reopened. At the Nebraska Cattlemen Convention in Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
The USDA says corn and soybean export sales were down on the week. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we'll be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade had more business on Thursday. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower. I'm Brent Barnett with a Brownfield market update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4 through 6. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Cash cattle country had some light trade reported in parts of Nebraska and Iowa on Thursday, following the previous 2 days of lighter trade. Deals ranged from 195 to 196 on a live basis and 305 dressed. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska this week, feeder steers over 550 pounds sold $2 to $7 higher, and heifers were steady to $6 higher. USDA says there was a nice offering of weaned and bawling spring calves. Demand was good from the buyers in the crowd, and there was some active internet bidding. Feeder supply included 60% steers, and 71% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 701 pounds, brought $286.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 700 pounds sold for $254. Boxed beef was higher at the close, with choice up $401 at $315.24 and select up $237 at $280.48. The spread was $34.76. Estimated cattle slaughter on Thursday was 125,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hog business was steady to sharply lower, with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers had the needed near-term numbers in hand after the more aggressive movement earlier in the week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 237, with a base range of 72 to 83.50. The Iowa Minnesota was down 281, with a weighted average price of 79.16. Butcher hogs were mostly steady at the Midwest cash markets at $52. Pork values were lower at the close, down 56 cents at $92.31. Estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and down more than 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower on technical selling, while waiting to see how much direct cash business is left to be done this week. Lean hog futures were mixed, mostly firm on spread trade and oversold signals. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business Thursday was at 195 and 196 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads, with January up a quarter at 9.95 and three quarters, and March a half higher at 10.03 and a quarter. Corn saw some technical pressure. March was 4 3/4 lower at 4.43 1/2. May was down 4 1/2 at 4.51. Cattle were lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. February live was down 52 at 190.85. April was 45 lower at 192.17. January feeders were down 70 at 258.35. And hogs were mostly modestly higher on spread trade and oversold signals. February was up a dime at 84.47, and April lean was 20 higher at 88.45. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some bumps in the road to agricultural sustainability today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As sustainable agriculture moves toward becoming practical rather than theoretical, there are a few complications. The head of Farm Journal's Trust in Food Initiative is Amy Cole, who moderated a recent webinar on empowering farmers to become sustainable.
And what I'm seeing is definitely a time of regrouping. We're seeing companies start to realize that those 2030 goals that they set are not so far in the future. We're seeing that there are increased requirements for proof for making claims, which is probably net-net a good thing, but that also comes with a burden of record-keeping and data. And we see budgets tightening.
Cole suggests addressing the problems by focusing on the people part of the equation.
Behind every acre, behind every molecule of carbon is a human being making a decision on their operation that supports their family and that has impact across them and their community. And too often we forget that these are human beings making decisions that are complex and multifaceted. But when we remember to put the human at the center of our efforts to serve producers with what they need, we start to see amazing things happen.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The battle over dietary guidelines continues. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has published its recommendations for the 2025 to 2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Shailene McNeil is a registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. McNeil tells Brownfield, as a registered dietitian, she is concerned the recommendations steer Americans in the wrong direction.
We know that over the last 40 years, we've cut back on meat intake, we've cut back on beef intake, and we've seen obesity and chronic disease rise. We've also seen nutrient deficiencies start to rise.
McNeil says she's optimistic the incoming administration will have an increased focus on nutrition with the Make America Healthy Again initiative.
That's going to give us an opportunity to revisit some of this, these recommendations. We know that Americans' beef intake is consistent with what the current dietary guidelines recommend. So most Americans aren't overeating beef.
The report will be posted to the Federal Register for a 60-day comment period. The authors of the report are asking to have beans, peas, and lentils reclassified as proteins as they urge Americans to eat less meat, eggs, and dairy products. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices up 1¾ cents to 76¾, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3¾ cents to 178¾, 6 sales made. Cheese barrels went up 5½ cents to 173 with 4 sales. Butter down ¼ cent to 252½, no sales there. Non-fat dry milk down ½ cent to 137¾ with 7 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
A high today of 19 degrees expected. Sunshine this morning, still cool, and east winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet late. A low of 15 and rising temperatures. Saturday, 36. It sounds a bit messy in that forecast. Breezy and cold, areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon. A winter weather advisory for Crawford and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 p.m. on Saturday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 6 degrees below zero at 5:45.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought that I was fast sleeping. They thought that I was tucked in bed. They never figured I'd come a-peeping or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, well, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, her Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, her Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw Dancer Prancer, I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw no red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure brought lots of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Well, he sure looked a lot like Daddy, her Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, her Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He
he didn't come down the chimney, so mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, but Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like
Reba McEntire, Until Love Comes Again. Well, coming up, meteorologist Tony Schumacher will see what he says about tonight. Earlier this week, they were talking a lot more snow or whatever it was, slush or precipitation. And earlier, they pushed it back into Saturday. But Saturday sounds a little inclement at this point. So more details on that from the experts. This is Tommy Overstreet on the Friday Light in the Milk House Show.
Heaven is my woman's love, gently rising with the sun. She gives me cause to face the day and brings me joy when day is done. Heaven is my woman's love. Heaven is the way I live. She gives me all the love she can, and then somehow finds more to give. And when I see her in the morning light, I feel the same as in the dark of night. She is my everything and I'm proud of the heaven of my woman's love. Heaven is my woman's love, gently reaching out for me. All she wants is what I am, searching not for what I'll be. Heaven is my woman's love. Happiness is what she gives. As long as she's with me, I'll find heaven every day I live. And when I see her in the morning light, I feel the same as in the dark of night. She is my everything and I'm proud of the heaven of my woman's love. Heaven is my woman's love. Heaven is my woman's love.
Tommy Overstreet with a classic here on WRCO FM 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website ReynoldsLivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with six tag colors on sale every day.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 40% off one holiday item, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are certainly looking at a little bit of a warming trend here the next couple of days, but also some precipitation moving in by tomorrow. That'll cause some slippery travel conditions, so keep that in mind. A winter weather advisory has been posted for Crawford and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 p.m. Saturday. The heavier precipitation probably will stay back in southeast Minnesota and parts of Iowa, where some places have an ice ice storm warning in effect where the ice could be over a quarter inch deep. Around here, the ice accumulation probably more like a tenth of an inch or a little bit more, and we might even see a little wet snow mixed in. We should catch a break for most of Sunday, but then a new weather system sliding in early Monday could deliver a little bit of light rain. That will be followed by somewhat cooler temperatures for the middle of next week. So today's forecast, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, high temperature about 19, still a bit chilly, east wind at 4 to 8. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet well after midnight, mainly far west. Low near 15 and then slowly rising temperatures. Tomorrow breezy and cloudy with areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon. High temperature about 36 with an east wind at 5 to 10. Saturday night, a mix of light rain, sleet, and a little snow, fog possible, low at 32. Sunday, fog and drizzle possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild. High temperature 41, another chance of light rain showers late Sunday night. Monday, chance of light rain or drizzle in the morning. Still mild, but then breezy and cooler by night. Low at 33, high of 41. Tuesday, breezy and cooler, peaks of sun in the afternoon. Low temperature mid-20s, high of 33. Slight chance of light snow late Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of light snow in the morning. High temperature 28. Thursday's high 26. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 6 degrees below zero. Looking at some stats from yesterday, we had a high of just 5. The record high for December 13th, 60 in 2015. The record low, 24 below zero in 1972. Last year's high, 44, and the low, 14. Sunset will occur at 4:26 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time, 7:25. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.59, which is up slightly. No precipitation today. Following a midnight reading of 3 below, we've been as cold as 7 on the negative side. Right now, it is minus 6.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the ABC News update is next. Sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsborough.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden commuted the prison sentences of hundreds of people. White House officials say most were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. In all, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says about 1,500 people.